Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 32. Now, in the previous discourse, we saw that the disciples were overwhelmed with a sense of fear, of dread, of amazement. And the crowd following, too. They just didn't know what was happening. Something about Christ and Jerusalem. The vibes had got to them. And they saw it in Christ. And they saw the tension, that the apprehension was over them. And they saw that Christ was determined to go up to Jerusalem, and they were anxious about it. They didn't know what was going on. Now, what do we get next? Again, he, that is Jesus, took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. Well, that just seems a bit of a make weight, doesn't it? Mark chapter 10, verse 32. Jesus simply explains. Well, very nice. No. I think there's something very important here. He did not allow them to wallow in their fear. Here they are facing an unknown dread. They can't work it out. They don't know. Maybe it's been explained to them. I'm sure they've been told before about this suffering. They know about that, but it hasn't registered. It hasn't penetrated it. They haven't understood it. But there they are in anguish and suffering. So what does Christ do? He goes on leaving them in their trouble. No, he does not. That's what the novelist would do. I'm talking about Jane Austen, I'm talking about Elizabeth Gaskell, I'm talking about Daphne du Maurier. Their stories, if you look at them, they're often built upon the fact that somebody doesn't talk at a key point, doesn't explain, and leaves somebody else in the novel in anxiety, page after page after page, and this is, of course, how the story works out. But the cruelty of it, the lives that are wasted, the hours that are wasted, the sleep that's lost over this anxiety. And here are these disciples in dread and fear. So what does Christ do? Very wonderful, I think, this text is. He took them aside and he explained. He told them what was going to happen. He informed them. He was open with them. You are my friends, he said, John 15:15. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. He's still the friends of believers, you know, my friend. He's still a friend with you. Jesus won't leave you wallowing. He's explained in his word. Of course, there are many things we can't understand, don't understand, won't understand in this life. But he gives us enough to take away our apprehensions and our fears. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He will not let us suffer in vain, for no purpose, needlessly. He feeleth for our sadness. Okay, some of these, that's a hymn, but it's the truth, isn't it? He didn't divert their attention with some silly, cheap joke. He didn't waffle on about nothing to divert their attention. He explains. He gives solid explanation. He gives them fact, information. He opens up the point. He opens up with a clear instruction. And it's the truth, and it's about himself. That's the main thing. And he told them what was going to happen to him. This is an essential. Preaching should be like this. We should be dealing with the people before us. If I can use an illustration, a personal illustration, when I was a schoolmaster, when I was teaching mathematics, if I could see the class not getting it, I didn't just drive on. I stopped and said, you're not getting it. Let me explain again. Let me try again. I tried another illustration. I repeated it. I did some another example or whatever to try and help them. GPs, doctors, physicians, they don't just drive on if you don't get it, do they? They care for their patients. Don't teachers care for their pupils? Don't nurses care for their patients? Of course they do. Don't preachers care for their hearers? Or is it just the fact in front of them, the Bible in front of them, they're going to explain that? If people don't get it, just walk away. No. Surely they care. Well, Christ cares. And he careth for us. Talk with us, Lord. Thyself reveal. Speak to us in our distress. And Christ does. This is the model for preachers. Paul wants to be simply understood. Read him in 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5. He doesn't want to be above their heads in highfalutin rhetorical language. He wants to come down to the people with the nitty-gritty, the right into the heart, penetrating their minds so that they can understand it. Believer, this is Christ with us. Unbeliever, come to Jesus. He knows, he feels, he cares. I tell you, open your heart to him. Don't be afraid. He is willing to receive. He understands your fears and doubts and distresses and questions. You know, come to Christ. You're not coming to somebody who's standoffish and won't help you. He will speak. He came into the world to save sinners. What are we talking about? Talk with us, Lord. Thyself revealed. Lord, show me thyself within thy word. Make the book live to me, Lord. Bless me. So here it is. Jesus took them aside, the 12, and he told them and he explained them. It wasn't easy news he was going to tell them, but facts, truth, clarity. And then their hearts could be released if they would take it, if they would absorb it. May God bless us with our Savior in this way. May we take all our cares to him, casting on him all our cares and all our needs and difficulties of understanding and all the rest of it, and waiting upon him. And unbeliever, I say to you again, come to the Savior. Do not be afraid. He cares, he feels, and he will save all who call upon him, even you.